Foley.
Of course, there's Domino's. There's four star Papa John's worth a good shout out as well. Always solid shout. Good fellas.
Apache.
Love to Apache as well. Do you remember those little ones? Do you remember the little plain cheese and onion pizzas that you'd get? Do you remember that? Like they were like cardboard. They had a very thin veneer of tomato sauce on them.
Do they come in multi packs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Loved them.
Oh, delicious.
Actually, while we're on the subject, hi, by the way, today FM, Ray Foley's my name, JP's there as well. While we're on the subject of frozen foods in the supermarket, maybe you can help me on this. I should have done this on my Insta. Do you remember frozen? Do you say donor or donner?
Donner.
Do you remember frozen donner kebabs?
I do not.
They were coming in a cardboard box, frozen, rock solid.
Like a meaty brick.
Like a beautiful meaty brick. You'd stick it in the microwave, I think. Maybe the oven. This is years ago now. And there'll be a kind of a spicy chili sauce that would come with it in a sachet.
That's a vibe.
That passes the vibe check here on Today FM this afternoon. Does anyone remember that you'd get two in a frozen box? And where can I get these frozen boxes now? Anyone near an Iceland? For some reason, I'm thinking maybe an Iceland would sort me out.
They would freeze anything in Iceland. They would freeze anything.
They would literally freeze anything.
Yeah.
They'll freeze your pets.
If you left a child unattended, they actually wouldn't.
No, we can't say that. We couldn't possibly cast that kind of aspersions about the popular chain of frozen food supermarkets. Unless we're, of course, talking about the country, which could be an entirely different matter. Any Icelandish listening this afternoon? What's your position on that? Where will I find those kebabs? 087-4100-102. Let's do a roll call. Ray Foley's my name. JP's over there.
Bonjour.
I might not be in today, Ray. Foolishly, I stepped into the Today FM isolation chamber and I don't know what I'm supposed to come out of it from Pather. Is Pather in there? Look through the glass. Is he in there?
Looks like somebody's in there.
There's movement, all right. Is there? Pather, for feck's sake, what are you doing there? Get out! Sorry about that. Onshore Ray, can you say hello to myself, Maeve, my two little ones, Lily and Chris, and the dog Cooper from Maeve, of course. Maeve, Lily, Chris, Cooper. How are you, lads? How are you, AJP? Listen today in London. In London, is it? Ooh, no recession around here. I'm on my way into work doing overtime for the London Ambulance Service. Wow. Have a good one, lads, from Will. And Ray, I'm in today. And today I'm a professional stripper. Yes, you heard that right. I'm a stripper. I'm here on my knees, you dirty thing. Stripping the paint off a front... Oh, here we go. This is very... Okay, this is much more family-friendly. Stripping the paint off a front door with a heat gun as the client's grandson thought he'd become a painter overnight and painted straight over gloss. And it's so bad they called in the big guns from John the Painter in Limerick. John, the painting big guns have been brought in.
Well played.
Bring in the professionals, ladies and gentlemen. 0874-100-102. Liberty X, just a little today, FM.
Sexy.
Tell me what you want. Peter Kay used to do that. He had the tape recorder up on stage. Liberty X, just a little. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hey, all right, Ireland. How are you? My name's Ray Foley. JP's here as well.
How are you?
And we're having a great time. Hey, thanks for joining us. Where have you been? 087-4100-102. I'm saying the phone number is if I'm not entirely sure about it. And I'm not entirely sure about it. That's why I'm saying it in that nature. 087-4100-102. That said, though, there would have been two other phone numbers in my broadcasting life. One is on the 6 o'clock show. And the other one was on my previous radio station. And I can tell you I've completely forgotten their phone numbers. And yet I'm still not 100% sure about this new number. Is that an age
you're
thing?
You're still settling in, Ray. It's a soft launch.
Is that age or stupidity? Soft launch, very much. We're in soft launch territory of the new afternoon programme. Have we fixed a date yet on launch? Yeah, no, we haven't.
No,
we're still,
no, no.
We're still
at
so
way
v-
off.
Very
That's
much
way
up
off.
In the years. Ray, Vesta curries from the 80s. 2 packs in a box, 1 meat, 1 rice, just add water, yum, from MK. Oh, I used to love the bird's eye frozen curries. I love, but as I've gotten older and bigger, a bird's eye frozen curry. Do you know what I'm talking about? Boiling the bag frozen curry.
I know boiling the bag chicken with that chickeny sauce and then the rice.
Is it Findus?
That was delicious.
Was it Findus frozen curries?
They were the frozen pancake people. Crispy pancakes.
They were nice as well, actually. Was a frozen chicken curry you were able to get. Again, a brick of a frozen curry. Stick it in the boiling water. And it was, oh my God, it was delicious. But let me tell you, you need about 3 of them.
One leads to another, does it?
No, you need to do 2 of them in order to have a dinner out of it. They had those kebabs. Do you know what? I've looked up the kebabs. No word of a lie, I've looked them up. Like, over the last couple of years, I've gone, I'd love one of those kebabs now. And by the way, they're not great as kebabs go. You probably get a better kebab in your, like, chipper. But you'd still, you know, you'd still have a goo on you for a kebab, one of the, particularly the frozen kebabs. And I've gone and looked it up. The only website that references it is the Daily Edge, which is the Daily Edge, which is no longer putting fresh material on the Daily Edge website. Still, it's an old article, and it specifically refers to those frozen kebabs. I mean, you know you're in good radio territory when you're looking at a Daily Edge post from 10 years ago.
Do I feel a campaign in the offing? Are you going to bring back those kebabs?
Brilliant. We should totally do a campaign. Am I calling Claire or what's going on there?
Oh, you can try.
They had those kebabs in Lidl, but they stopped selling them from the...
Oh, God. She's gone. Claire's gone.
Claire's gone. She just go to a safe place, Claire.
Claire, that's us calling you.
Oh, she's gone.
Claire, 11 grand on the line on the cash machine.
It happens after 3.
Sick it. They had those kebabs in Lidl, but they stopped selling them in the Irish versions. And it is the Irish Lidl's, is it? Stop selling them. Well, lads, remember the Pop-Tarts. We're not doing Jemembers. This is not a Jemembers broadcast. This is where can I get the frozen kebabs? This is not Jemember. This is not Lazy Radio. We're not playing the Jemember games. Do you remember the Pop-Tarts from Kellogg's from the early 90s? Absolute rubbish. But they were nice as an 11 or 12-year-old at the time. Remember the advert, Kellogg's Pop-Tarts. They're so hot, they're cool. Do you remember that?
That's snappy. Do you remember that?
I don't remember.
Ah, dumb nostalgias.
Do you remember?
Deadly.
Do you remember Honey Nut Loops? Do you remember? Were they Honey Nut Loops or Crunchy Nut Loops? Honey Nut Loops, let's loop together. Do you remember?
I remember.
Awesome. Memories. Remembering stuff. That's brilliant. Yes, love those. This is Claire. You love those kebabs. I keep passing them. They're in Iceland.
Are they actually?
Yes.
Are they?
Fantastic. I keep passing them in Iceland, she says, knowing they're so bad for you, but really I want to buy one. You put them in the microwave and the sauce in a mug of hot water, if I remember correctly. From Claire. Yeah, or Claire, you put them in a mug of hot water or you run it under the hot tap. And that's the spicy chili sauce that they have in it. If they have them, is anyone near in Iceland? Can you go and check for us and take a photo, send it a WhatsApp, confirm for me, 0874-100-102.
Are Iceland on Just Eat? Can you get
or on
that?
The Deliveroo's, maybe,
the
I don't know.
Deliveroo's, Iceland.
I don't know, can you send someone all the way to Iceland to go and pick you up some frozen kebabs? Also, where's the nearest Iceland in Dublin city centre? Where's that? I haven't shopped in the city centre in a million years. Where would I get that now? You look that up for me there, JP.
I will, Rem.
I want to photograph some kebabs as well. Do you remember? We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. Did you sleep last night? No. Who knows? Up all night. What are you up all night for? Up all night to get lucky. Who's lucky? I don't know. See, you're going to get him. Lucky the dog or the cat? Dan Barbara Williams today, FM. And the music you love, Al. Good afternoon. How are you? Ray Foley's my name. Texts and WhatsApps 0874 100102. This is on the frozen kebabs. Do you remember? Ah, oh, do you remember?
Ah, oh, do you remember?
Do you remember stuff?
You must remember.
Do you remember stuff in the past? Iceland and Ballyford. This is the frozen kebabs. It's the kebab that's frozen. There'll be a pair of them. There'll be 2 kebabs. And by the way, they were fully intact. It's not the situation where you've got, like, meat separate to the other elements of the kebab. The whole kebab is all frozen together.
That's a sign of a quality product.
You know you're getting good stuff when the entire thing
is rigidly stuck together with ice. You dig it out of the chest freezer, you're like, when did I put that in 2012. It's probably still good, though. I mean, it's still good. Throw it in there, let's give it a go. Iceland and Ballyfermot in Dublin have them, lads. Saw them yesterday from Owen. Owen, I went on to the I have been on the Iceland website, and it's not them. In fact, if anything, the Iceland product appears to be a quality product. It looks pretty. It's got some sort of a flatbread on there.
Ooh, fancy.
Iceland also, I don't know if this is in Ireland, but the UK one, they'll sell you 600 grams, like over half a kilo, of just the kebab meat. I'm sold.
That's the week sorted.
I'm getting the Ryanair. I'm going to buy my own weight in frozen kebab meat. 600 grams frozen of doner kebab meat. Unbelievable. Iceland have them on Uber Eats from Tracy. Tracy, babes, thanks. Tesco do a frozen kebab in a purple box. Do they? I've Tesco. Well, I have to look on the Tesco site now. They're pretty good. Just need to add your own salad.
For the bit of health, Ray. Get the greens
salad.
In.
Thank you, Texter. Oh, you're very funny. Yeah, because I'm getting my frozen. I'm eating a pair of frozen kebabs out of a box with with chili sauce in a sachet that I've had to heat up in a mug
with no cutlery.
Yeah, I'm concerning myself with salad all of a sudden.
Face first.
Could you guys give a shout? Yeah, shout outs coming up in a couple of minutes. Also, did you see this? I got an email yesterday about Virgin Media Television. Mm-hmm. My old stomping ground. They're launching a new TV channel, and the launch is next week, called Virgin Media More. It's a new, I don't know if it's replacing one of the, by the way, I don't know anything about it other than that it's launching it. Virgin Media announced the launch of channel Virgin Media More, it's called. Don't know anything about it, don't know what's going to be on it, don't know if it's extra, don't know if it's a plus one maybe, or if it's replacing one of the others. Because then they have 2 and 3, Virgin Media 1, 2 and 3, whatever. So they could maybe, it could be maybe replacing one of those. I like the idea, though, that it's called Virgin Media More. A new channel called Virgin Media More. Because by that rationale, there's an opening for a television channel called Virgin Media Less.
Ah, you spied an opening in the market.
This is an opportunity.
Absolutely.
And basically what they can do is they can take anything that I've ever done on the channel. 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Like old episodes of me on the 6 o'clock show or whatever. Old take me outs.
Yes, please.
Various interviews I've done on the channel and the station down through the years. And just run them on a continuous loop. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Virgin Media Less, brought to you by the questionable talent of Ray Foley. It's just tonight. I'm just putting it out there, guys. Okay.
Ray Foley.
Want to run it by you.
That's what makes you beautiful.
Oh, Wandy. What makes you beautiful today, FM? Guys, could you give a shout out to my son, Sean, who'll be with me in the car at around 2:50 p.m. He'll get such a shock to hear his name being read out from Ruth. Ruth, at 2:50 in 3 seconds, it will be 10 minutes to 2. Sean, Ruth wants me to give you a shout out. Hiya. That's it. That's the radio for you.
I wonder how shocked Sean is.
He's like this. Like that.
Should we be shocking kids on the radio?
I don't know if it's appropriate. I don't know if maybe we should be doing that. We're not trying to run a shocking broadcast. It's a nice, happy, warm family program.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, let's play. Call now. 1800. 1-800 or 1800.
I would say 1-800.
It's the same thing.
Yeah, you're making it awkward for yourself. You're overthinking it, Ray.
That's the problem. Don't overthink it. Just let it happen. 1-800-715-100. Keep calling. Hit the redial and we can give you a shirt. Is it 20? How come it was 50 euro last week? It's 20 euro this week.
Budget cuts.
Did you spend the weekend in Supermax?
I did.
Don't say, yeah, or okay. If you do, you'll hear the following sound. And we'll terminate the call forthwith. That's 1-800-715-100. Sorry, just lost someone there. Today FM Radio, hello.
How's it going?
Good, who's this?
Who's this?
Yeah, your name, sir. What's your name?
John.
It's John, everybody.
Hey, John.
John, you're live. How are you? Do you like kebabs, John?
I don't.
Why not? What's wrong with kebabs? I like a nice gooey, gooey kebab with some I don't know, cabbage?
They're a bit rotten.
What do you like for your takeaways then, John?
Chicken and chips.
Chicken and chips. Oh, nice.
Oh, we could definitely do a chicken and chips from Supermax.
You could do a dinner 100%. Box or something there. You got a voucher for a dinner box.
Lunchbox, snack box.
Would you like a lunch box or a snack box? How do you like your box, John?
Snack box.
Snack box?
Snack box, definitely.
Definitely for John. And do you want a drink with that as well from Supermax?
Coca-Cola, please.
Coca full fat?
Low sugar.
What? No, low sugar?
Low sugar.
Like zero?
Zero would be good.
Coke Zero?
I suppose.
Do you like a Coke Zero?
Not really, but...
You don't like... Well, I won't give you... Much. I'll give you a full fat then.
Come on, John. Get your story
straight. Do you want a full fat or a Coke Zero?
I'm a bit unsure.
Well, I can give you a diet. Do you want a diet? Are you watching the pounds? Are you watching the calories?
I prefer 7-Up Zero.
7-Up Zero. Is there such a thing as 7-Up Zero?
I don't think there is.
7-Up not.
There could be.
Well, I tell you what, I'll give you 0-7-Up instead. How about that? I just
that sounds very, very, very tasty.
Does it sound okay?
It sounds like it's quite average.
Quite average, okay. You've been very cagey with us. And you know what, John? I appreciate that. Where in the world are you?
Kildare.
I heard of it. And do you want to give a shout-out to anyone on the radio this afternoon?
Absolutely not.
Ah, go on, give us a few names there. Maybe colleagues, friends, loved ones,
nice.
Lovers.
John and James.
John and James. Are you the John in question?
I am not.
You're not. It's a different John.
John works in Dunn's.
So John, are there any frozen doner kebabs in Dunn's? Can you get John to check for me?
He doesn't like frozen kebabs, unfortunately.
He stays out of the frozen section, actually. Yeah, it's fine. I'll tell you what, we're going to have to give you the price because we're out of time.
Yeah.
Oh, what a damn squib that was.
Thanks, John. Bye.
John, congratulations. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Bye now.
Go on out of there. Never call this number again. I tell you what, if you ever win a prize in the show, never call again because you're officially on my kill list. Don't worry, John, I'm not going to kill you.
Of 13 to even 18 degrees in spots today. FM News, I'll have more at 4.
I saw a man in a pair of shorts and a vest today.
Yeah, I saw a good few people wearing shorts today. I think the rule is once you're past Paddy's Day, all bets are off.
Ne'er cast a clout. Ne'er or don't cast clout.
What are you?
Till may be out.
What
I've
is
turned
this?
Into my granny.
What is going on in there?
He's got his house coat on and everything.
Ne'er cast
a scarf.
You shut up.
Oh, sorry, Gran.
I'll take down me stick. What's the stick called?
A spoon?
A shillelagh.
Shillelagh?
Wooden spoon. Not a shillelagh. No, what's the stick your granny had hit you with?
A wooden spoon.
A shillelagh. Yeah, the wooden
my
spoon.
My gran never beat me.
Yeah, this is weird.
Oh,
you're
weird.
Just show off. There's the Sally rod. Is it Sally rod or the cane? Sally.
Yeah,
that's like a thin kind of whoosh. There's a whoosh on it. Or the belt as well.
Jesus. Did she have a rack at home with weapons for beating you?
She sure did.
Right.
She wore a pair of jeans, Wrangler jeans. So she'd take...
Were they boot cut? Were they?
Boot cut Wrangler jeans with the
Doc Martens.
No, pointy leather shoes.
Oh, right.
She was an original trendsetter, my gran. Gone but never forgotten. Anyway, yeah, fond memories of beatings from granny. Why? How do we end up on this?
I don't know.
Too early to be naked in the
street. Yeah. Near cast a clout till may be out, and a clout is like an item of clothing in the I don't know the phrasing or whatever the meaning of that clout. A clout of clothing, an item of near cast, as in throw. Never cast. Don't cast or throw a clout of clothing till may be out. So that means all the way like through. So we're only in March now. Mm. All the way to the end of March, into April, all the way through April. Into May, all the way through May, till May be out. So you're not allowed to start wearing a t-shirt and shorts until June. So she'd be wearing the Wrangler jeans all the way till June. And then she'd be wearing the cut-off jeans then for the rest of the time. I should put the stick back up again. Very upsetting. Oh, yeah, yeah. Fond memories of Granny, though. Bruno Mars, Today FM. Oh my God, I love Pitbull so much. Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. Bull. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I know you want me, Cali Ocho, Today FM. Play the music you love. Ayo! Hello, friends. Good afternoon. Welcome along to the little broadcast. The big show. My name is Rafe. It's not just my show, it's your show too, though, of course. Drop us a text or a WhatsApp, 087-4100-102. I love Pitbull. I love Pitbull. I went to see Britney Spears live a couple of years ago. I know. And she was performing in the O2. And Pitbull, I didn't realise it when I was buying the tickets, of course. We're going to see Britney. And Pitbull was supporting. I swear to God, I lost my mind. I lost my mind.
He's always very well turned out, isn't he?
Oh, Pitbull. He
knows how to throw a party, I'd say.
He is... Well, he has a song called Don't Stop the Party, doesn't he? He did all the songs. He did even did the duets. He had the bits where... Because all of his, most of his songs are duets. He's got one with J-Lo. He's got one with Enrique. He's got one with Christina Aguilera. And he has them singing on the big screen. And then he's doing his Pitbull bits. And not that he does that much, really. It's all... Dale, dale!
He was in his mid-50s in the early 2000s, wasn't he? He's not a young man.
He's on the pension now, and he's still Mr. World. Well, you know why they call him Mr. Worldwide?
Why?
Because he gets free travel all around.
Oh, he probably takes the cruises.
Wherever he goes.
A P&O cruise or something.
One of my children is mad into Pitbull as well. Maybe as a result of me playing it all the time. Fireball is one of the... He's mad. Oh, he had it on last night. I've got these disco lights in the kitchen that I got on the internet. Have you seen the video? I've shown you the videos.
Are these a permanent installation or just for special occasions?
Yeah, they're not like... It's not a...
A glitter ball.
It's not a glitter ball, but it's like disco lights. I've got them on top of one of the presses in the kitchen. I saw it. I follow the Flemings. I've told you this before. Stop, Tyke. Stop, Tyke. The best bits... There's loads of funny bits. They do brilliant videos. They're lovely. They're from Kerry. The Flemings. Tyke and his family. They've done loads of funny videos. But the best ones are when Derry, the dad, who is usually up for the crack. He's a funny man. He's usually like hilarious, coming up with jokes, dancing, doing skits, whatever. Derry, the dad. But when he has been filmed without being told they're doing a bit now, he'll do a stop Tyke. And it's just amazing. It's just mwah. They've got disco lights in their kitchen. And one night, I don't know why the mood took me, but for some reason, may have been late at night, I may have been watching their YouTube or Instagram videos, and I thought, I want disco lights in my kitchen. So I went on the internet. And apropos of, explanation as to why I did it, ordered some disco lights, and they arrived. I installed them on the top of the kitchen presses, and we've a regular disco in our house. So they were on it last night. They were discoing last night. Disco? What's a disco? Disco? It's not disco. It's a rave.
It's a nightclub.
It's a nightclub. It's a party vibe in our house. Had it last night on the in the kitchen. They were dancing to Pip. What's the song? For the life of me, I can't think of the song.
That phone's ringing.
It's ringing. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
This is my wife, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wow.
Kate Carolyn, everybody. Yeah. Don't swear. Don't swear. You're on the air.
Oh, joy. Oh, good.
Is Andrew there?
Andrew's here. Hang on a second.
I'll put him on then. My 7-year-old Andrew.
Hello?
Andrew Foley.
This just got very risky.
I need to say the same thing to you, Andrew. Don't swear. Don't say any bad words. What was the name of the Pitbull song you had me playing last night? What's your Pitbull song? You know Pitbull. What's the song?
It was called Feel Good by Pitbull.
Oh, Feel Good. Hang on one second. I Feel Good, is it?
I think it's I Feel Good or Feel Good.
Feel Good, one second.
It feels good.
Oh, this is it, yeah. Oh, this is so good as well.
Feels,
can you just say Pitbull is absolutely amazing?
I don't know about you. Second Noel. I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I feel good.
We were having a party in the kitchen last night, weren't we, Andrew?
Yep.
All right, go on. Lovely talking to you. Great crack. Have a good day. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye. Bye.
You hang up first.
Bye. Oh, he's gone. There he is. No time for daddy. I'm guessing they're on the iPads. Seems like they're always on the iPads when she's got them and they've got them on her own to herself.
Madonna, Beautiful Stranger, Today FM. Madonna, Beautiful Stranger, Today FM, playing the music you love.
Name the soundtrack.
Austin Jim. Powers.
Oh, I'm going to have to...
What?
I'm sorry, I have to mark you down on that. You're going to have to give me €50 now because you got that wrong.
It is Austin Powers.
No, it's not.
Is that €100 now? Are you?
€100.
I'm going to stop doing this.
Yeah. You can just Revolut me. It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine on the Revolut app.
Is it a sequel to Austin Powers?
Yeah, it's Austin Powers, the second one.
Oh, okay, I was right then.
No, you were wrong, actually.
I'll take the prize, thanks.
You were wrong. Austin Powers is the name and the title of the first film. Got it wrong.
Sorry.
Could have been the third one, actually, was it? It's a gold member. I don't know, anyway. Grand song from Madonna, Beautiful Stranger, Today FM Radio. Haha, I bet your wife thought she was getting a cash machine call. You're dead from Sean. I'm dead anyway. I spend most days expecting to be killed when I get home, for one reason or another. Also, the iPad remark. You know I'm going to get killed for that. She doesn't have them. In fact, going by the time, I'd say they're probably in the middle of homework or after school snack time. And also, you can probably tell by Andrew's tone, he was like, I'm in the middle of my snack. What is this pitbull business? Don't you have your Google? Google. For crying out loud, Daddy, Google. Ray, it's the Mayflower, not the month, from Claire. Ne'er cast a clout till May be out. What's that mean, the Mayflower? So it's, if the, I thought it was the month of May, so you have to wait until the month of May is out, and then you can start wearing T-shirts or walk around in a vest if you fancy it.
When you say Mayflower, do you mean cherry blossoms? Because they're almost out.
Well, it doesn't say ne'er cast a clout till the cherry blossoms be out. Uh-huh. Doesn't quite have the same ring to it.
It doesn't say Mayflower either.
Ray, it's the Mayflower, not the month, from Claire. So when is the flower then? The Mayflower, is it in May or is when the Mayflower just... Claire, you're confusing the issue. Also, thank you to all of the people identifying as well with the sound thrashings my grandmother would give me with a switch or a cane or it was a Sally rod, everyone agreeing with me. Worth pointing out, my grandmother never actually hit me. She was a very sweet, wonderful, gentle lady, but she would always use the threat of... She didn't even have the Sally rod, but she would talk about it from her own childhood, the Sally rod or the cane or the whoosh, and then the long, stretchy stick or bendy stick that you use.
I'm with you, Ray. I know.
About, okay.
The threat was enough.
And that was it. That's why we were always good for granny. Right, what's this story? This is the Faithless. Influential dance act Faithless have worked with sleep expert James Wilson. Have you heard of James? Have you been in touch with Jim lately, have you?
Apparently he's famous, though.
He's a famous sleep expert, James Wilson. This is to remix their hit Insomnia, Faithless Insomnia, you know the song, to help people nod off. Coming in at a mammoth 27 minutes, they've slowed it down, Faithless Insomnia. They've slowed it down. So now, for people with insomnia, they can listen to this and they can shove and go to sleep instead.
Ah, clever.
The track mirrors the average time it takes adults to fall asleep. It incorporates elements of sleep science. Here comes the science bit. It's called a Blissful Sleep Remix. It features a reduced tempo of 100 beats per minute, which aligns with the normal resting heart rate for sleep in adults. So what you do is you listen to the song and then you concentrate really hard to make your heart beat at exactly the same. Because that's what we do, you see. We completely control the rate of our hearts, meaning it's optimal for enjoyment. Do you want to hear a little bit of it?
Well, then, yeah. Here?
This is the Blissful Sleep Remix of Faithless. Oh, that's in it. Those bits are in the original. I can't get no sleep. Maxi Jazz is not on it either.
Okay.
See, if I couldn't sleep and I was listening to this, just be singing along. I can't sleep, I can't get no sleep, I need to sleep, I can't get no. Am I imagining it, or is it actually getting faster as well? It seems to be getting somewhere. is this a hoax? Could this, is this a prank where people go, oh, you're great, I can't sleep, I'm not sleeping well at the moment, I'll go and listen to the 27 minute long version, and by the end of it you're raving in your bedroom?
No, I think Sister Bliss from Faithless has put this out.
Oh wow, it's a real thing.
Yeah.
You can go get the disco lights that I bought online. There's a loud bit towards the end. So they've removed the bass line, it seems, as well. So it's interesting. To then, I suppose, what other songs, what other big songs would be good shouts for remixing for Snoozy for Sleepies? Do you want to do yours now or will I do mine now?
I don't mind going first.
This seems very like the gauntlet. This is JP's, so is it a series of songs?
It's a collection of songs, actually, hopefully that will send you right off to sleep.
I can't get no sleep.
Well, not anymore, mister. Move over, Now That's What I Call Music. Introducing Now That's What I Call Snoozic. 32 dance anthems for bedtime. Hey there, sleepyhead. Are you tired? Are you sleep deprived? Are you too stupid to be trusted with a credit card? Then this collection of disco boppers is for you. Artful Dodge, you're moving too fast. Not anymore. DJ Quicksilver, a little too quick.
I love the accent.
Well, not anymore.
Probably more.
Mate. Now that's what I call snooze-ick. Putting the power into power nap and also the nap into synap. That's right, buddy. It is getting kind of hectic, but not so hectic that you won't be able to get a great night's sleep. That's our sleep guarantee to you.
Please note, the sleep guarantee is a guarantee in name only and is no way legally binding.
All these toe-tapping tracks, specially engineered by a special algorithm, to knock you out faster than deadly plastic fumes from a bin fire. Hey, mate, lack of sleep got you walking around like a zombie? Well, not anymore. Now that's what I call snoozing. All these stone-cold classics for the one-time special offer of $49.99 or four easy payments of $39.99 each. Buy now and you'll also get our special gift of a Breville sandwich maker. Now that's what I call snoozing is not underwritten by the Central Bank of Ireland and is not available in shops because it fails to meet EU standards on fair trading. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Oh, now that's what I call snoozing. Well played, sir. Oh, I love the sound of Bellissima Quicksilver.
Slow down.
Yeah. That sounds good, like.
Now that's what I call snoozing.
I love all of the various noises. Like, you put loads of noise.
Now that's what I call snoozing.
Noise.
All these stone-cold classics for the one-time special offer of $49.99 or four easy payments of $39.99 each. Buy now.
The maths there is interesting, isn't it? Yeah. Again, you got to go and get the calculator. You got the calculator.
Ray Foley.
Incredible scenes. Britney Spears and Toxic. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Good afternoon, Ireland. How are ya? Ray Foley's my name. JP earlier on just played a compilation of tunes that'll help you go to sleep.
Now that's what I call snoozic.
This is as a result of the Faithless, the people behind Insomnia. I need to sleep. I can't get no sleep. They've re-released slow version of Insomnia to help people with insomnia go to sleep. It's 27 minutes long because they've slowed it down so much. They've slowed it to 100 BPM, which is that like a proper heart rate for sleeping, or the recommended heart rate for sleeping. So in theory, while you're listening to it, your heart will slow to this pace, relax, and go off to sleep. Faithless before bedtime.
So JP did his compilation. I've got mine here somewhere. Do you want it now?
This is a fresh cut from Ray Foley Productions.
I didn't title mine. It's like, now that's what I could, vaguely something now or something like that.
Right.
Listening to yours as well, I kind of thought, yeah, we've pretty much done the same thing.
Oh, dear.
Largely. I have different songs in mind, though.
Oh, good.
So songs you could slow down to, like dance tracks you could slow down and listen to get off to sleep. Go.
Hey, sleepyhead. Are you having trouble nodding off to snoozy poos? Tossing and turning in the bed? Too warm? Moving around to find the cold bit? Angrily resenting your other half because they're sleeping like a baby? Are you unable to get to sleep and feeling a little bit grumpy? Well, you've come to the right place. I mean, you've come to the right place. Now, this is what I call banging dance tunes to get you to sleep slowly. Jam-packed with banging beats that are guaranteed to get you catching Z's. The hardest of hardcore anthems, scientifically slow down your first class ticket to Sleepy Town, featuring Fat Boy Slim.
Eat, sleep, 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 sleep,
sleep. That's right, we've slowed down your favorite songs so much you can barely tell they're your favorite songs anymore. Like Eiffel 65 at 65 beats per minute.
Stay with us. Stay with us.
You have a choice.
Stay with us. It's slow.
You get the idea. I mean, it's way slower. Helping you get to sleep sooner, slower with Daft Punk.
I had to do an edit on this.
Yes, we've slowed down.
I had to do an edit of the.
Did you just stick the word slow
in
there?
Well, instead of harder, better, faster, stronger, right. It's harder, better, slower, stronger. You see what I
mean? Slow. Yes, we've slowed down the best so you can get some rest. Like Ann Lee's 2 times at only 1.5 times speed. Slowing down the crap so you can have a nap. Available at all good record stores or shops now.
Thank you.
Did you lose it at the end there?
I think it was tight. Yeah. I think it was very it was tight and clean is what it was there, I tell you. This is the slowed down songs to help you get to sleep.
Available at all good record stores or shops now.
That was a vibe.
I'm available.
Ray Foley.
Am I on? Yeah, I'm on. I'll be singing then. The Weekend can't feel my face. This is Today FM and the music you love. Hey, how are you, Today FM? I'm Ray Foley. JP's around here as well.
Over here, right here.
There you are.
The whole time.
With the heart crossways of me. What's the name of this hotel that we're doing the giveaway to again?
Dunadry Hotel and Gardens.
Dunadry.
Dunadry, yeah. D-U-N. A-D or Y. Dunadry.
Dunadry. I put an O in there. Sorry.
No, it's an A.
Dunadry Hotel and Gardens. I was on the website yesterday. I'm just going back on again here. I've got the world's longest phone. Dunadry.
World's longest phone number. Look at them ringing in already, looking for a weekend away.
Scabs. Number 4, 28-9443. I want to check if there's... if we're pronouncing it right. I'll just give them a ring and ask the reception. All right. How do you pronounce Dunadry or Dunadry?
Hotels are usually pretty good about answering their phones.
It's ringing.
Good afternoon, Dunadry Hotel and Gardens. I'll be speaking.
Oh, bonjour. Ça va? Parlez-vous anglais? Oh, she's gone.
Abby wasn't having a bar of you.
Dunadry?
She said Dunadry. Yeah.
Dunadry, okay. It's Dunadry, everybody.
I tell you, that trip to Disneyland Paris has really rubbed off on you, hasn't it?
Well, I spent the weekend in France, so I've got all the... lingo. Here's another question.
What?
If I was actually French...
Yeah.
I'm not going to Antrim on my holidays.
Looks absolutely gorgeous. This is the hotel and gardens, a four-star luxury venue nestled on the banks of the 6 Mile River in the heart of County Antrim. It's close to Belfast International Airport, easily accessible to Belfast City. 72 luxurious bedrooms in a historic building that was once a linen mill. The hotel is an award-winning restaurant, beautiful river and garden walks, and it's home to the iconic Peace Tree on the grounds as well. Almost every area and bedroom in the hotel offers guests direct access or unrivaled views of the beautiful gardens at Dunadry.
Dunadry, yeah.
Yeah, so I was right all
you
along.
You were right.
It's not Dunadry. We have a weekend away, two nights, B&B plus dinners on each night as well for you. If you want to get into it on this, I'm going to win it for you. I'm going to do the quiz. I'm going to answer all the questions right for you. All you got to do is register. Text break. Break. How about that? Break. Along with your name and where you're from. If you fancy going to... No French people, actually. Because they're... Because they're not interested in you. 087-4100-102. If you need a nice break in a beautiful part of the world, beautiful spot, Dunadry Hotel and Gardens. 087 break, along with your name and where you're from. 087-4100-102. Tamper and Feel It. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ireland. Giving away a lovely break in Antrim, the Dunadry Hotel and Gardens, a four-star luxury venue. Dunadry. Well, it's better than Dunawet, isn't it? Sounds like an excuse. Why have you got that face? Hey, Foley, why have you got that face?
I don't know where.
The call somewhere hot.
Yeah, go on. This should be Louise there. Louise, you just entered the competition. You texted hotel, so answer your phone.
All right. So I'm playing the quiz, the exciting Antrim-based quiz game. Louise.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, Louise.
Hi.
Today, hi. Oh, hi, Louise. How are you?
Sorry, I haven't got much of a voice today.
It sounds lovely. Why don't you have a voice? Have you been shouty?
I don't know. I have laryngitis, I think.
I love laryngitis. It sounds great.
It suits you, Louise.
Oh, thank you.
Is it sore or is it just like croaky?
It's not sore. It's just croaky.
Like Jessica Rabbit sort of, sultry sort of. who was Chandler's mom? What was her name again?
Chandler's mom.
The actress who played Chandler's mom. Romancing the Stone.
Oh, God, I can't remember.
The Name of the Rose, not Romancing the Stone. Name of the Rose? Not the Name of the Rose. There's the rose and the jewel in the rose. The Rose and the Jewel.
The one with Kurt Russell in it.
No.
Morgan Fairchild.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I don't know.
She was in films.
Well, Morgan Fairchild was the actress who played Chandler's mother and friends.
No. Oh, Chandler's dad. It's Chandler's dad I'm thinking of.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, Chandler's dad was played by a lady, Kathleen.
Turner?
Kathleen Turner.
Kathleen Turner.
She did have a raspy voice.
A sultry voice.
She did, actually.
Anyway,
a deep voice.
This isn't a pervy phone call, Louise. This is just to win you a fabulous break for two in the Dunadry Hotel and Gardens in Antrim.
Amazing.
We're doing a quiz, right? So, JP's the quiz master. I'll just give it over to you, JP.
This did not work out well yesterday. There was a lot of complications. Mm-hmm. It turned into a bit of a farce. Yep. So, I must insist that you, Louise, and Ray, yep, respect the quiz.
We'll
today.
Respect
if you
the
could
quiz.
Do that, I'd appreciate it.
Ooh, okay, quiz master. Okay. Quiz master.
Respect the quiz.
Where are you from, Louise?
I'm from Kildare.
Oh, I know it, yeah. And are you there at the moment?
I'm not. I'm in Dublin at the moment.
All right. Are you working? What are you up to?
I am working.
What do you work at?
I work as a business analyst.
Analyzing the business. Very well.
That's
so, someone's got to do that analysis. Sorry, JP. Respect the quiz.
Yeah, luckily enough, because Louise, obviously, you don't have your voice today. Ray is going to play on your behalf. He is going to answer the question.
That's so he's really
gonna,
handy.
Yeah, he's going to stop rustling those papers. He's going to, because he's going to respect the quiz. He's going to step into the Today FM isolation chamber where he will not be able to hear me ask you the question first, Louise.
See ya.
Okay.
And he's in a sealed location. He no longer can hear us. He will wait until my signal through the glass window in the isolation.
Did you just give the signal there? Did you give the signal there? Was that the signal?
We went over this yesterday.
Was that the signal?
That was not the signal.
You moved your hand.
It wasn't a wave, and I didn't meld just, Ray
just
through
flicker
the glass.
Just flicker the light.
I'll flick the switch.
I'll
flick the switch.
I'm going back.
Brand,
back.
He's back inside. All right, Louise. Anyway, okay. Your answer must actually match up with Ray's answer. And we just need one correct answer. So this is the first question. Which of these... Careful now. Which of these celebrities is from Antrim? Which of these celebrities is from Antrim? James Nesbitt or James Corden?
James Nesbitt.
You think it's James Nesbitt. Okay. So Ray's got to come out. Yeah, you can go on out
James
now.
James Nesbitt. James Nesbitt, he said. Sorry, do you want me...
Yeah. So the question, Ray.
Okay.
Louise is already getting her answer.
Yeah.
Need one correct answer to win the trip to Dunadry Hotel. Which of these celebrities is from Antrim, James Nesbitt or James Corden?
I'd say it's James Corden.
That's the wrong answer, Ray.
Oh. Is that it?
No, we move on to question number two. Can we rescue it.
Can we rescue?
You've got another couple of chances here, Louise. Sorry about
that. Okay, I'm going to go back in again.
Honestly, between you and me, Louise, I don't know how we didn't get that right. I thought that was a softball question.
My ears are burning in there. Are you talking about me?
Respect the quiz.
We would never.
You were clear. My ears were burning in there.
You're compromising the integrity of the quiz, Ray. He's back inside. Okay, question number two. We really must hurry through this. Which of these islands is off the Antrim coast? Is it Rathlin Island or the island of Ballymoree, Louise? Think about it. One of them's real and one of them's not real.
And Rathlin.
Okay, interesting. You've gone for Rathlin Island. Ray!
Hello,
Here he is. Here's question number two. If you get this right, Louise is going off to Antrim.
Right.
Which of these islands is off the Antrim coast?
Ballymoree. What's the story in Ballymoree? Wouldn't you like to know? And they do it in the accent.
2 points. That's the wrong answer. And also, how did you know I was going to suggest that as an option?
There's a bit of leakage.
Oh, it's not totally soundproof.
One more time. Well, can we rescue?
Can we rescue? All right, third time's a charm. Here we go. You've no plans this afternoon, Louise, do you?
You're not on a deadline
for anything, are you?
Can we get on with this? Respect the quiz. I'm closing this door again.
Louise, which of these roads runs through Antrim? Is it the A26 or the M50?
A26.
Ray, come on out. Quick again. Which of these roads runs through Antrim? The A26 or the M50, Ray?
The A26.
Yeah, Louise.
Close that bloody door. My God.
Yay. Draft.
Yeah, yay indeed, Louise.
I'm screaming inside.
Aren't we all listening to that quiz? Louise, you've won a fabulous break for two nights
Thank
in the Dunadry Hotel Gardens. It's a 4-star luxury venue, 2 nights B&B and dinners, and it looks like an absolutely gorgeous spot. Well done!
Thank you so much.
Listen, you go back to your analysing and good luck with the laryngitis.
Thanks so much.
Bye. You're welcome. The impossibly cool, impossibly talented Charlie Puth. New song from him called Light Switch on Today FM. Go on, Charlie, turn it off to her. Love it. Absolutely love it. That's it. That's our little broadcast for today. A lot of people calling into question the integrity of the quiz, it has to be said, because why do our questions need to match? And then apparently we were getting questions.
Don't question the rules.
That we were getting them wrong. Mm. And then how did it ever work at all then that I was able to rescue? It almost seems like the whole thing was engineered to just construct this sort of notion of going in and out of a press and closing and slamming the door.
Yeah.
And doesn't really matter what happens.
Is that even real? I mean,
is it even a real press? Mm. And then it seemed like the person on the other end of the phone, whether they got the questions right or wrong, it was totally inconsequential because they were always going to win.
People think it's a serious business, right?
And the whole point of it was to just do the slamming of the door thing for 10 minutes instead of playing a song. That's what people are saying.
Right. It may not be that, but it could be.
Just what people are saying. Don't shoot the messenger. You're the quiz master. I'm just saying that's your quiz.
I think it's a lack of respect being shown.
So much we didn't get to do on the show today. No. Yeah, I swear to God. We didn't get to do I Can't Get No Sheep. We're Faithless rapper Maxi Jazz from Faithless. He tells us he's been struggling to get into the sheep farming business. He's been going to the livestock markets on the wrong days.
Maxi, get it together, man.
He can't get no sheep. We didn't get to do now. That's what I call Muesli, where we release a double CD compilation paying tribute to our favourite Mueslis. Alpen is the first song on each of the CDs. Yeah. And we didn't get to do James Nesbitt on the side. where beloved Northern Irish actor James Nesbitt talks us through his favourite sides. Wedges is a big one.
Yeah.
And carrot and broccoli is another one, yeah. Solid. Oh, solid suggestions, James. Maybe we'll get to do it on the show tomorrow, please, God. We'll see you then. Ray Foley.